A recognisable building is a PR gift. Cities everywhere use architectural shorthand. Big Ben for London, the Chrysler Building for New York, the Opera House for Sydney. The port city of Malmö in Sweden had a symbol of its industrial heritage, a dockside crane, that everyone in the region recognised. But when it was removed, the city was left without any notable landmark. The question was, would the city lose a sense of its identity? The dilemma was answered by the Twisting Torso Tower, a white whirlwind of a building designed by Spanish architect Santiago Calatrava in 2004, which put Malmö back on the map. You'll have noticed it in the various Nordic noir television dramas, because Malmö sits at the Swedish end of the Öresund Bridge that reaches over to Denmark. Yes, that bridge. The tower is 190 metres tall, and each floor twists gently so that the top story sits at 90 degrees to the bottom level. In the low-rise city, it's a superstar, and just as show-offy. Whether you think that makes a great building is another matter. Calatrava first found fame with bridges, including one for Seville's Expo in 1992. They look like strange musical instruments, with their harp-like cables and dramatic white curves. His buildings are also all about shape, like the Opera House in Tenerife that gives more than a nod to our Opera House, and the recent World Trade Center Transportation Hub in Manhattan that resembles a white dove taking flight. They're guaranteed to stop you in your tracks. Of course, there are other twisting buildings, like the Cayenne Tower in Dubai and the more sinuous Shanghai Tower, the tallest building in China. Twisting a building helps divert the wind away from the sides, which is always a punishing force on a tall building, but even more so for those in exposed places, such as the Öresund Strait. It's computer technology that gives us the ability to design such buildings, but what sets Calatrava apart is that his buildings usually start life as sculptures. The Twisting Torso building was based on one he made in the 1990s, and it gives his work a hands-on style that's warmer, I think, than those designed purely on a screen. There's a touch of Romanian artist Brancusi's sinuous sculptures of the 1920s, the bird in space especially, and a similar emotional response. Would places like Geelong or Dubbo feel different if they had a strikingly shaped building which marked them out? If Malmö is anything to go by, I'd say yes, because frankly, I can't think of another reason for going to Malmö. Although, put me in a trench coat and give me the keys to a classic Porsche, and I might just change my mind.
Colin Bissett there with the Twisting Torso Tower in Malmö. And you can go to the Blueprint for Living part of the RN website to see that and Colin's other iconic buildings.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.